About 1 million people take cruise ships each year to southeast Alaska, the part of the state known as the Panhandle. It's a winding route up the rugged coast to view snow-topped mountains, boulder-strewn glaciers, and wildlife, from whales to eagles to bears. Tomorrow, Alaskans will decide whether these big ships will face increased taxes and regulations. Ed Schoenfeld of Coast Alaska Public Radio sent this report from Juneau.
Anyone for Tour A1? Glacier Hatchery Tour.
Tour representatives stand at the dock herding passengers off the cruise ship Sapphire Princess toward a line of waiting buses. The tourists are carrying cameras for the scenery and umbrellas for the weather they'll find on whale-watching trips, at salmon bakes, and during helicopter flights to nearby glaciers. 2,000 or more people are coming off the ship, the length of 3 football fields and 18 decks high.
A2?
A2, yeah. Your meet time is at 8:50.
Yeah. Okay.
So just stick around at the landing and I'll let you know as soon as your bus gets
there. Okay.
The Sapphire Princess and other cruise ships bring up to 15,000 tourists a day into this 30,000-person town and others like it along southeast Alaska's coast. And for years, some locals and government officials have been trying to get more money out of the industry. The latest effort is a multi-pronged initiative put on the ballot by a citizen's petition drive. Chip Toma, one of the measure's supporters, says it's about time.
Every industry should be regulated to some degree, and this industry right now is regulated almost not at all.
The ballot measure would strengthen existing environmental regulations as well as impose new ones. But the main issue is a $50 fee charged to each passenger. Some of the money would pay for environmental engineers, called ocean rangers, who would ride the ships and check for pollution. But most of the expected $50 million a year would be split between port cities, other communities affected by tourism, and state government. The industry, by and large, opposes the measure.
We think that this is an all-out attack on the economy itself, and a devastating impact could come from this thing passing.
That's Bob Wysocki, CEO of an Alaska Native corporation that owns several shore businesses, including a renovated salmon cannery. He says his company, and others like it, will lose money if the measure passes.
We really think that if people do their homework and understand all of the elements to this and the impact of this industry on the state, that folks would shy away from an initiative like this.
To make their point, cruise companies headquartered outside the state have funded a $2 million campaign to defeat the measure. They're predicting a drop in tourism if the $50 fee passes. But ballot measure supporters have raised and spent relatively little. They say they're counting on Alaskans' gut reactions against big outside corporations, as well as environmental concerns, to pass the initiative.
Yeah, if you want to find another tour, just check in.
Back at the waterfront, cruise ship passengers are exploring Juneau's souvenir shops, jewelry stores, and art galleries. Carol and Ted Schomburg of Wayzata, Minnesota, say the passenger fee wouldn't make a difference.
For us, we're looking at it as a once-in-a-lifetime trip. We're traveling with both sets of grandparents, so $50 would be pretty minimal for what we've already paid.
It wouldn't keep us from coming. You know, we spent a few thousand dollars on the trip. $50 isn't going to stop anything.
Beyond the fee charged to passengers, the measure would go directly after cruise ship earnings. It would reinstate an industry income tax removed by Alaska's legislature 8 years ago, and it would take a third of the profits from gambling, including onboard casinos. Both measures could cost the industry millions. For NPR News, I'm Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.